And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
Good to see you. Yes, and Sally Overmeter. Lovely to see you also.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday.
Mm. Oh, happy Sunday. Now, Sal, GQ, question for you both. Mm. When was the last time you learned something new?
Anything sort of technology related is generally new. So, say TikTok, for example, was quite new, and all the kids like, this is how you make a reel and this is how you do a video. And you're sort of holding your phone thinking, what is happening
it's
here?
Quite challenging. You feel so out of place there, don't you?
So strange. Mm. You know, so that's probably, I think, my most recent.
Mm. Gerald?
Having lost my Safari browser because of an Apple update early this week, I have learned that there is nothing more frustrating, and you need to take more of an interest in what's going on with updates.
It's so interesting. He's enraged by this cell. I have to say, the week that he has had.
I have
technology.
Had a week from hell with technology, but Sal, we're back. We're back. Google Chrome, and look, other than losing all the passwords and things, which has sent the love of my life into overdrive. Apparently it was my fault. But anyway, we'll
see. It is very important to exercise our brain, though. So perhaps you could you know, put it in that kind of context for Philippa. Perhaps that would help.
I will. I'll see how that goes.
That alive.
Thank you. See how we go.
Look, on this week's show, we are taking a look at healthy brains, how we can keep our brains healthy, and whether you are old, young, or in between, there are simple changes that you can make to your lifestyle and challenges you can give to yourself to improve and protect your brain health.
Good. We talk about healthy hearts and healthy lungs and healthy joints, but the brain doesn't get much of a go because we just expect that it will be functioning at its maximum ability all our lives. And sadly, we're all living longer, but we need our brains to be functioning as we get older.
I also think, too, you go through a period when you're young where everything is new, right? Mm-hmm. So it's constantly under pressure. And as we get older, we kind of know how to do most things. So you can also opt out of anything. Like, to say that TikTok example for me, I can opt out. I'd be like, oh, I'm just not going to do that. So you end up doing less and less new things. So it's good.
Yes. Well, Professor Amy Brotman, a Dementia Australia Honorary Medical Advisor, is going to join us to talk about how important mental exercise is for our brain health. And she includes things like reading, visiting museums. How lovely. Mm. Oh. You know.
Talkback radio.
Yes. And music, I'm going to suggest as well. Music. Yes, all of these things. And she has got some puzzles and board games we might like to try. I love this. Also, if you've been struggling with a sore throat lately, which does feel very common at this time of year, I think when you have kids, it's just a constant conveyor belt of sore throats.
From yelling or from...
Perhaps both. I don't know, but we're going to be joined by health specialist Sanisha Booboy, who will share with us ways to stay well over winter. Also, Gerald, we're talking about how to get a good night's sleep.
We are. We're going to be talking about two absolutely outstanding, in fact, three outstanding herbs to just help initiate far better quality sleep.
Rest. Isn't that a lovely word?
It's a good four-letter word, that
Yes, one of the best. Also, give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you might have for your health today, whether it's what to eat, a supplement to take, whatever it might be. Call now, 131-873, and we will attempt to answer those questions. Sally and Gerald are both here for that. Next up, what we can all do for our brain health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Vitamin D, vitamin done with Swiss Ulti Boost Fast Acting Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse. It contains calcifidiol.
Calcifidiol,
a form of vitamin D, which is a three times more potent and increases vitamin D levels in the body faster in comparison to this is exercising my brain. I can't do that one.
Calciferol. Oh, yeah, that's cholecalciferol, that one.
Cholecalciferol, yes. The form of commonly used in vitamin D supplements. Maintain bone health, support muscle strength, and maintain immune system health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss fast-acting vitamin D3 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131873. Do call with your questions for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But firstly, maintaining a healthy brain is obviously very key to overall health and a life lived well and long. So let's find out how to care for our brains. Joining us on the line is Professor Amy Brotman, a stroke and cognitive neurologist with the Royal Melbourne Hospital and a Dementia Australia Honorary Medical Advisor. It is so great to have you on the show, Amy.
Good morning.
You know, I'm absolutely fascinated by the brain, the more I read about it. It's a very complex organ, isn't it?
Yes. It's often said the human brain's more complex than any known structure in the universe. There's just under 100 billion neurons in the brain, and all of which are in use, and about 100 trillion connections. So it's an extraordinary complex organ, very important to keep it healthy.
What is a brain-healthy lifestyle, do you think?
I think the way I summarise it when I'm speaking to my patients is that our brains work best when we're happy, when our hearts and our blood vessels are healthy, when we're active, and that means when we're active socially, mentally, and most of all, physically. Our brains love exercising.
Wow.
Amy, we know there are a number of facts that can affect memory and thinking. So feeling dehydrated, feeling stressed, get infection. What role, we're getting into footy season now, certainly in southern states. Do you think that there's a role that head injuries plays, particularly in younger kids? Is that potential damage done there that they've got for life? What's your view on that?
Yeah, we still are trying to understand what the impacts of what we'd call sort of mild traumatic brain injury have on kids in later life. Yeah. It's not fully understood. There's certainly in veterans who have quite significant brain injury, there's no doubt that this entity of a dementia that comes after this chronic traumatic encephalopathy happens.
Yes.
But I think that these head injuries that are happening to children in local sports is still not fully understood. There's a lot of research that's going on. I think we need to be cautious, but I think that, we as humans, we have been running around and conking our heads for a long time. So I think that, just falling over off the adventure playground once is probably not going to cause dementia when you're 60.
Sure.
Amy, how critical are brain exercises and what are some good examples of ones that we could all do?
So brain exercises are still controversial in terms of whether or not they're of benefit to prevent or to actually improve your cognition. We know that when people do those exercises, they certainly get better at them. There's no doubt that they improve in that domain that they're doing. So if it's a memory-based exercise, they get better. There's a great cognitive exercise on the Dementia Australia website. There's a brain track app as well that you can do. And I suppose if you're enjoying them, if you've always loved a crossword, then that's a fantastic thing to do. But it needs to be within a whole sort of brain health lifestyle. It just can't be a single exercise.
Amy, what role, when you say that our brains like being happy, what role then does things like stress and, pressures that we're basically living can have on your brain?
Yeah, there's a lot that we don't fully understand. I mean, everyone gets stressed. And everyone has pressures, and not everyone obviously has brain problems. We know that people who have lifelong depression have a higher incidence of developing dementia when they're older. And we don't understand whether or not it's the depression itself, the abnormal, brain chemicals that are causing it, or whether it's the fact that when you're sad and depressed, you're not taking as much care of yourself. People who have, mental illness tend to smoke and drink more. They tend not to exercise. They tend not to be social. They tend not to do the things that keep our brains healthy. The role of stress itself is not fully understood, and there's no evidence that just living a stressed a stressful life actually causes dementia down the track.
Amy, we read a lot of research commonly reported in the press about the tau protein and various steps that are involved in intervening in the development of that protein and how we address it. But is there a role for inflammation in the brain that you feel may contribute to developing dementia over time?
I think you're spot on with that question. We know that there's been a big thinking over the last few decades about brain proteins that being deposited in the brain, tau that you mentioned, amyloid, there's many others. But we now are understanding that brain inflammation is probably the driver, or at least one significant driver, of cognitive decline and loss of brain cells. And in fact, the field's really moving to look at brain inflammation as that cause, because it unites all the different, or many of the different causes of dementia, into sort of one idea, if you like. So I think that you're spot on. We're doing, there's a lot of work that's been done in this space, a lot of research, and a lot of treatments are actually being trialled in this space as well.
So, Amy, we promised our listeners some puzzles or games that we can play that would help. Can you help us there?
Yeah, so I always think that, I'd say any puzzle or game that you want to play, do it while you're exercising. I sort of say to my patients, often ask me, can I do my Sudoku? Can I do my crosswords? And I'm like, yes, absolutely, but can you do it on the treadmill? Can you do it when you're actually going for a walk or a run? I think that, as I said, the Dementia Australia Brain Track app is fantastic, and there's many others that are out there that you can look at. But I think just a single puzzle or exercise, that's not enough. I want my people out walking, running, swimming, being social, being with people, not necessarily just sitting at home on their phones or their computers doing a puzzle.
Amy, you're suggesting that men might try doing more than one thing at one time. That's innovative.
I think that would be a bad idea.
This is so wonderful. I love that as a challenge to do something. You get exercise and do the puzzle.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much, Amy. Of course, you can head along to dementia.org.au for more information. Amy, you have a great Sunday.
Thanks very much. You too.
Thanks, Amy.
Let's get to a call. Hi there, John in Narrabeen.
Hello, John.
Yes, good morning, people enjoy your show. I'm 84 years of age. I do swimming. I do walking 5 kilometres a day, and that's my physical exercise. Now, mentally, I do the crosswords, but another thing I do, as soon as I hear throughout the day a country, I try and name the capital of that country.
Right, okay.
So I do at least 10 a day. So if you... Just example, if you want to name one or two countries, I'll see if I can...
Sudan.
Okay.
Sudan, that's in the news at the moment.
Well, there's two. There's North Sudan is Khartoum, and South Sudan is Jabar, J-A-B-A-H.
I love this.
You're showing off, John.
Great.
Come on now.
It's one of the exercises of the day.
Good for you.
Sal, have you got a test?
Yeah. But Poland?
Yeah. Poland is Warsaw.
You didn't miss a beat. You were straight onto it.
I love it. I love that it's incidental too. So you just include it in your day.
But
so it's not something extra.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to add.
And as John said, he's physically active. So it's the link between one and the other, because physical activity has been shown to make an enormous difference in overall mental health.
I love it.
And obviously brain function.
Fantastic party trick, John. I love it. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'll get to your calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle or antiseptic lozenges at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Let's go to Cameron in Botanic Ridge. Hi, Cameron.
Good morning. Hope you're all keeping well.
Thanks, Cameron. How can we
help? Thank you.
I just want to thank my wife Louise for getting me into yoga as a physical activity for keeping my back and my body movement, because I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
But now, a couple of years ago, we started getting into Lego, and we have looked back as a very, very good brain stimulant, because it's 3D, it's challenging.
Love
and there's
it.
Other websites which you can build other sets from just one kit.
Yeah, we used to think it was just a kid's activity, you know, primary school stuff, but it is so challenging and creative for adults to do. A bit like colouring, you know.
Yeah, it's just a mindfulness activity. Yeah.
It's just because that's very meditative, isn't it? Because you actually—it's not a multitasking thing. It's not like I'll do this and this. It's like you're just in the moment, that's which right. is so good for your brain.
Good for you.
So, what have you made, Cameron? What's your?
Let's see. We've got a Ford Mustang, a Dodge Charger, a GT40.
I see a theme.
Two Batmobiles.
So you're a petrol head, basically. You're saying, Cameron.
Yeah, I love it. My my husband and our daughter made the Batmobile together, and it was gorgeous.
It's great.
You know, father-daughter time, but also, as you say, so that mindfulness in the moment, just presence. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Love it. Thanks, Cameron. Angela in Altona, good morning.
Hi, Angela.
Oh, good morning, Gerald. Gerald, you very kindly gave me some advice via email. I've had a post-nasal drip. Mm. I've had it for about 6 months, and I'm going away at the end of May. I sort of think it's sorted out. So you suggested I do a nasal swash in the morning and night, and also try Nasonex in the morning.
Yes.
I did that for 2 weeks, and then you said if that didn't work, try it at night. But it still hasn't fixed it. Now, I've been to the doctor twice. I've tried Nasonex. I've had anti-inflammatories, antibiotics, and it's just annoying. I feel like I'm swallowing all the time. I've got sore neck muscles from swallowing. It just feels like there's something in the back of my nose, but not in my nose, because when I blow my nose, nothing comes out. This sounds gross. But
For those having breakfast, Angela.
The back of my sinus.
Okay. Now, do you have any indigestion issues, Angela?
No, I don't. I don't have any indigestion issues. I'm really healthy. Yeah. I've done my skin prick test. I'm mild allergy to dust pollen or grass, but nothing. I think people think it's an allergy, and maybe it is, but I'm going to see an ear, nose and throat specialist in a couple of weeks. But I thought, if there's anything else I could try in the meantime, please, Gerald.
Well, this is something from left field, Angela, but could you drop me a note to houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an ask tab there, and I'll give you, when you've used these things and nothing's happened, we think about the issue of silent reflux, which can either come with symptoms of indigestion or not, and is quite common without any symptoms of the indigestion. So what happens is you get gas from your tummy that comes up to the back of your throat and causes a lot of upper respiratory tract issues. Often just mucus production that's constant and ongoing. So drop me a note and I'll get back to you quite promptly.
Yes, all the best with that. And, of course, Gerald is very diligent with the Ask tab on houseofwellness.com.au. So.
It's been a challenge for 24 hours because of this safari
business. Oh, I can't imagine.
It hasn't affected me. Hasn't affected me much.
To get on top of that. Marie in Byron Bay, good morning.
Hello, Marie.
Morning, team. I love your show.
Thank you.
Look, my son's been diagnosed with cell palsy yesterday, and I'm just wondering, all he's been given is cortisone.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, should he have an antiviral to go with that, or is there any vitamins or supplements we can take that can help him over the next few months?
The specific prescription is the prednisolone that he's got. So that's very important, if you could make sure that he takes that according to the instructions.
Yes,
and then there'll
day.
Be a gradual reduction over time. Now, you can add two things to that to hasten all of this. One is vitamin C. So get him to have 1,000 milligram vitamin C every day. And the other is fish oil. So if he could have 1,000 milligram as well of the EPA-DHA combination in fish oil. So check the label, or have the pharmacist or one of your staff or her staff check the label to make sure you're getting that triple strength fish oil. And that's going to add further anti-inflammatory activity. But mostly those things resolve, Marie.
Yes, all the best with that and with your boy there, Marie. I have to just mention a little bit of news, Gerald, because you and I bring our water bottles in basically my water bottle comes with me everywhere I go.
Mine's here as well.
Yes.
Is it clean though, Joe?
Well, yes, there's a study, and people do the strangest studies. I guess it's useful. There has been a study from the US that tells us that reusable bottles, which of course you want to use, you don't want to use, throw away the bottle, right?
Yeah.
But they can harbour 40,000 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat.
Well, let me, and Sel, this is right up your tree as well. Now, we're sitting here in a studio, and we've got these, what are these things that go around the microphone?
Oh, it's like a sock.
A sock. Okay. Mm. Now, I reckon the average sock would have more bacteria than would be in the top of a bottle.
Yep.
And pointedly, you and I have both taken the sock off.
Oh, yes, I do that. Yes. Yeah.
Now, why do you do that, Jo?
Because I am aware of other people speaking into that sock.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Yes.
So do we stress too much about, provided our immune system's good, vitamin D we talk about often, vitamin C and zinc, they're the antivirals. So provided your immune system is good and you're a happy person, so your immune system's reinforced, you put your sock on before I put my on.
Well, the bacteria apparently comes from our mouths, right?
Yes.
So the message is clean your water bottle regularly.
Yes.
Like at least, like every day.
Can you put it in the dishwasher?
Sense. Sometimes. Some of them can do that.
Some
I
survive.
Often wonder why they always compare it to a toilet seat when they do
that's right.
These
well,
studies.
And they talk about
we're not drinking
keyboards.
Water out of a toilet seat.
No, we're not. And keyboards are the same thing. And those trays that we use on a plane when you put your...
Oh, yes, they like to compare that to a toilet seat too.
What is it?
I don't know. Anyway, wash your water bottle is the message here. 131873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Plus next, strengthening our immune health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking to support a healthy stress response in the body? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules. This convenient one-a-day capsule is a comprehensive activated vitamin B complex formula to support energy production, including B5 to assist the body to cope with environmental stress and B6 to support healthy emotional balance. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules are available now at Chemist Warehouse. Of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss fast-acting vitamin D3 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it is that time of year when colds and flu seem to be everywhere. So to help us find ways to avoid that dreaded sore throat, joining us on the line is Sunisha Bullboy, a health specialist, to give us some solutions. Hi there, Sunisha.
Good morning. How are we?
Okay, so how do we achieve this? I mean, it's a holy grail, preventing the nasties that we get that just float around this time of year.
Yeah, well, we can do several things. An obvious one is to stay away from people who are sick. Other things we can do as well is wash our hands often. Don't try to share any food with your friends or family or any drinks or even utensils. Another good thing to do as well is keep our hands away from our eyes and face. You can eat a healthy, balanced diet, get plenty of rest, and also drink lots of fluids.
Yeah, good advice. Wow. Sunisha, what about exercise? Does that help to boost immune health?
Definitely. Well, exercise can have a positive impact on your health in a good way and can actually help improve immune system health. In fact, moderate to intense exercise, say for about 60 minutes or less, can help benefit your immune system by helping your immune cells to perform effectively by increasing blood flow, reducing stress, and also inflammation.
You gave a list of lifestyle issues there, Sunisha, which probably we all nod and think, oh, yes, that's lovely, but no one's got the time to actually do it. So for those who want to go back to basic principles, what household remedies might you start thinking out if you wake up with a sore throat?
Well, you can go to your pantry and look for some honey. You can mix that in some warm water, or you can even take the honey on its own. Mm-hmm. You can try a salt water gargle with warm water.
What about those of us who start to dry reach when they think about a gargle?
Well, you can use some stuff like herbal teas, like, say, a peppermint tea or chamomile tea. Mm-hmm. But normally you just want the sore throat gone as quickly as possible. Sure. So you can use a sore throat gargle to treat it, or even lozenges to help relieve it.
There's so much choice out there when it comes, I guess, to stuff like this. What should we look for when we're buying these products?
Well, you want to look for an antibacterial formula that helps kill the bacteria, which may cause a sore throat, or look for one that can be used as an aid to help treat it.
And is this something we might be using regularly, like on a daily basis?
Use it, in the morning or in the evening. And with the lozenges, you can use those throughout the day just to help soothe the sore throat.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that great advice. You have a great day, Sunita. We hope you stay free of a sore throat.
Don't share that food. That was my favourite advice. Don't share your food.
Which actually is a principle for life for me. Yes. No one touches my plate. People know that in my house.
It can be life-threatening if someone tries to do that to me.
It's true. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Val in Clifton Hill.
Hello, Val.
Hello. Gerald?
Yes.
Yeah, Gerald, I suffer with tinnitus really bad.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if I can take ginkgo biloba because I'm on blood thinners. I've heard you talk about it on the radio.
Now, there is one.
I've had it for years.
The specific extract, Val, has got some numbers and letters. So if you could write this down, it's called EGB. Yep. E for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty.
EGB 761.
That's the extract, and that's available in a couple of different brands. And you take, and that is okay. There's no evidence to say that there's any interaction. However, if you find that you start to readily bruise more easily, which can sometimes happen.
Well, I do bruise easily because I'm on blood therapy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you bruise easily, Val, you can talk to your doctor and perhaps have the dose of your blood thinner modified a little. So a little bit reduced, mm-hmm. but you've got to do that under his supervision, and that will reduce the risk of your ready bruising. But certainly that extract is fine.
All the best there, Val. Robin in Wheeler Heights, hello.
Hi, Robin.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Gerald, I really have to thank you for recommending the lipoic acid for nerve pain. Mm-hmm. I've been taking the Bioceuticals lipoic 400.
Yes.
What is the maximum dosage of that I can take a day?
Look, two a day, Robin, normally is enough. Two a day, one in the morning, one at night after food, because it's an acid, it's got to have food around. So, but you can certainly add another at lunchtime if necessary, and that only might be occasionally, or you can actually break it in half if you want. So between 400 and 600 milligram, once or twice a day, depending on your symptoms, bearing in mind that those symptoms of your nerve pain will fluctuate up and down.
I'm very much enjoying the feedback you're getting today, Gerald. You're helping people.
Well, we're in the business of helping people, and you know, we all appreciate that, and others will listen and think, oh, maybe I should try that.
It's true. Yes. Betty in Surrey Hills, hello.
Hello, Betty.
Good morning, ladies and Gerald. Gerald, during the week, I heard you discussing skin tags.
Yes.
And apple cider vinegar was good. But what I did miss, because I'm in my 96th year.
Oh, well done, Betty.
And I've got these little tags around the base of my throat.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how many times a day do we dab this apple cider vinegar on?
Two will suffice, Betty. So just get a little bit of cotton wool or a cloth and just dab it on morning and night. So you were listening to Grubby earlier in the week when he was trying to help Simon with a little health issue he had, and we were talking about home remedies. So morning and night.
Love that apple cider vinegar, don't you, Sal?
I love it to drink. I didn't know you could use it on skin tags, so I've learned something new. That's great.
Yeah, thank you so much, Betty. It's been great to have you on the show. After the break, how herbs can assist in getting a good night's sleep.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If there was anything you could change about winter, it would probably be throat infections. Try treating and relieving symptoms with the Betadine Sore Throat range. Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle targets the site of the infection and helps kill sore throat bacteria, and combine it with Betadine anesthetic lozenges for on-the-go relief. Right now, both are available at Chemist Warehouse. And of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle or antiseptic lozenges at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Gerald, it is time for Get Nourished. And today we're talking about, well, that endless quest for a lovely rest.
Everyone wants to be able to put their head on the pillow and just drop off to restful sleep straight away. So I'm going to talk to you about a combination of three herbs. And when you go back into the old herbal books, their definitions of these herbs are quite remarkable. The first is valerian. It's been around since Julius Caesar's day. And that is used for conditions of nervous tension. And show me one person in the world today who is not got that as some sort of underlying factor. The other, Joe, you can forget about calcifediol and all those things, because we're talking now.
I've moved on from that.
We're talking ashwagandha.
Love ashwagandha.
Or withania somnifera. And that is used for overall quality of sleep and for help to help you get to sleep a little more quickly. So it's designed just to slow the whole process. So that's two in combination. Add lavender. Now, lavender nourishes the nervous system. So, you know, we're not energizing it, we're nourishing it. We're feeding the nervous system. That's lavender's role as a relaxant. So you're nourishing. So logically, those herbs, and it's called a synergistic effect, they each add a little bit to one another, will help make a difference to your quality of sleep. Now, there's no point watching bright screens and challenging your brain and then expecting sleep to come straight away. Prepare for sleep, but that might be considered as a good option.
And can we, with ashwagandha and valerian, would we get that in our diet, or is that something that we would take as a supplement?
It's got to be supplement, Sal. You can't. Yep. There's lots of things in your diet which are going to either adversely affect your sleep or help your quality of sleep. And I learnt that from having a fairly large meal last night. you know, all these sorts of things you've got to consider. So eating earlier in the evening logically makes sense, because then your tummy can actually back off and give your brain a chance to relax.
Yes. Lovely. Love that.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Ashwagandha Sleep with Valerian, a convenient one-a-day formulation to help induce sleep. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. We've got time for one more call. Good morning, Marianne in Wheelers Hill.
Marianne, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Gerald.
How can we?
I have type 2 diabetes, and I bought a bio ultra potent C 500 gram powder.
Yes.
But it's orange flavoured.
Yes.
Would that affect my diabetes?
No, not at all. You go ahead, it'll be terrific. It's good immune support, and it won't affect your blood sugar at all, Marianne. It's a very wise choice at this time of the year.
Why, particularly being an orange flavour, has that made alarm bells?
Some of them have a fairly sweet. Sometimes they use a synthetic sweetener with it. And there's always that underlying concern. But, Marianne, there are a lot of other things in your average food intake across the day which will lift your blood sugar. But if you're controlled and you're sensible, that will not make one bit of difference at all. So well done. Go and keep yourself well over winter.
Great question too. Thank you so much to all of our callers. As always, we say head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. I want to, not that we usually do this, but one of my favourite callers for today was Cameron, who mentioned Lego.
Yes.
But also, did you notice, Sal, he said his wife introduced him to yoga.
I know. She's a genius. So really, really our favourite caller is Cameron's wife.
No, but I think that so often men will say, I'm only going to do high activity kind of exercise. Yoga is, you know, just too feminized perhaps. But that's such a mistake.
So good. And also, as he said, his actual movement, getting his joints moving, staying flexible, because often we forget with exercise, the key is functionality, right? You want your body to be able to move. You want to be able to reach a shelf up the top. You want to be able to, you know, it's functional movement. That's the whole point of exercise, to make us be able to live better.
We've awarded the first prize. Is there a second prize? Go through the list. No, is there a bloke there somewhere we can give a prize to?
I was giving it to Cameron.
Oh, right. Okay.
Gerald, your wife introduced you to yoga.
Yes, she did. And I enjoy yoga. We try and do it two or three times a week with an instructor. And it just, what it does is put you in the moment. And that's what it's all about.
So true. Mm. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking to support a healthy stress response in the body? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules. This convenient one-a-day capsule is a comprehensive activated vitamin B complex formula to support energy production, including B5 to assist the body to cope with environmental stress and B6 to support healthy emotional balance. Go Healthy Pro pro-activated B-complex capsules are available now at Chemist Warehouse. Of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Pro-activated B-complex at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. If you're after more health and wellness, more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today. Back on your TV screens at midday, there is more information as to how to retrain our brain cell. Dr. Nick Carr demonstrates you can go from being a right-hander to become a left-hander.
Oh, well, my writing's ineligible anyway, so yes.
And a good story there on MS as well, which is the single most common non-traumatic neurological disorder in young women. So very important. Don't forget your flu vaccines. I had Philip and I had ours during the week. And a big congratulations to Chemist Warehouse in Newmarket. I had an email from a chap who said, I went in there, had the appointment online. Brilliant service. So
well done. Also, Sal, on House of Wellness today, there's a story about what's the latest fad in holidays, which is sleep retreats.
Oh, sign me up. Should we go together?
No, I'm going alone.
Take the children.
That's the whole point. And you
take
would not take the children. No way.
The hard no.
Sal, it's always been great to spend the last hour
you
with
too,
you.
Guys.
Also, you too,
have
Gerald.
A good week, Joe.
As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. And we'll see you all again next week.